The aim of present study was to examine whether pressure pain sensitivity, PPS, in children and adolescents associates with other stress measures and determine if it can be used as a clinical tool in this population. Our study revealed some unexpected discrepancies examining PPS in a pediatric population with type 1 diabetes, highlighting the need for more research to validate if PPS is a clinically useful measure in children.